那么大，我是那么大，我是那么大，是那么大，是那么大，是那么大。
Begin my words this morning with a reading from the Tanisho. This is a record of the teachings that Shinran Shonin gave when people came to ask him questions. 今から Tanisho のご参題をいただきますが、Tanisho というのは Shinran Shonin の仲間が問い合わせに来たときに、その答えとか、そういう語録であるということでございます。Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。The Nembutsu, for its practicers, is not a practice or a good act. Since it is not performed out of one's designs, it is not a practice. Since it is not good done through one's calculation, it is not a good act. Because it arises wholly from other power and is free of self-power, for the practicer, it is not a practice or a good act. Thus were his words. Nembutsu はそれを唱える者にとって行でもなく善でもありません。Nembutsu は自分の計らいによって行うのであるではないから行ではないというのです。また自分の計らいによって務める善でもないから善でもないということです。念仏はただ阿弥陀仏の本願の働きなのであって自力を離れているからそれを唱える者にとって行でもなく善でもないのです。このように商人は旺盛になりました。と、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Welcome to our senior gathering for the month of June, the start of summer. Summer's here, it's hard to believe. まあ、もう夏が来ましたね。まあ、ようこそ、6月の深夜の集いのご参拝でございます。For me, you know, with summer growing up, summer always meant swimming. For me, I grew up walking distance from a lake. So I would, as a child, I went as soon as it got warm enough to get in the lake, which was usually about a week or two after the ice had melted, we were ready to get in the lake. And so we would sort of jump in for about 2 seconds and then jump back out. And, you know, as the weeks went on, gradually, you know, we were able to stay in the water longer and longer as it warmed up. But I grew up swimming in the lake. And then when I got older and got into high school, my summer job was to work as a lifeguard and a swimming instructor, particularly teaching swimming lessons in the summer. So for me, the arrival of June means the start of swimming lessons and all these memories of hours and hours I would spend. I would teach, you know, for we had a summer school program. I would teach all morning and then I would have lunch and then I would teach all afternoon. You know, it, to my mind, made, you know, was making all kinds of money then, but the days just flew by with lots of kids in the pool. And I taught all ages from the very little ones, even 3-year-olds. 2 and 3 year olds up until middle school age or so, they stop coming to swimming lessons. But so I worked with all different ages of swimmers and all different abilities.
私が高校の時のと大学の時の夏のアルバイトというのは水泳の教師をやりましたね。で、その水泳の教師というのは夏が一番忙しいですね。もう学校が休みで、まあ、朝から夕方までずっとプールに入ってそこでレッスンを教えていましたね。そしてまあそういう子供の能力というかレベルは様々でしたね。ちっちゃい子供と中学生ぐらいの子供でよく泳げるとほとんど泳げない子と全部の中に一応ご縁があったんですね。
And so, and generally, with swimming lessons, their children are divided by their level more than their age. How well can they swim? Once they master certain skills, then they're able to kind of move on to the next level.
そして、水泳というのは、そういう自分がどれぐらいできるになると、そのクラスが決めますね。
So for me, the funnest age, the funnest level, I should say, to work with were the children who were just kind of crossing over from being, they were comfortable in the water, but they were just learning how to swim by themselves.
そして私にとって最も楽しい年齢は、そういう、まあ水はもう怖くないけど、こういう泳げるのはちょうど始める。年齢ですね。
To me, there was nothing, you know, more exciting at that time than actually seeing a kid swim for the first time.
そして初めて自分で泳げる、自分の力で泳げること、子供のそれを見るのは本当に楽しかったですね。
So in each session, I would maybe, you know, three or four kids I would get to see over the course of a couple weeks, would get to see three or four kids finally master swimming for themselves, and just that excitement that they had and that sense of, you know, their own whole world had expanded. Now they could swim anywhere in the pool because they could swim on their own power.
そして、まあ、自分で泳げるとなるプールが広くなるんですね。どこに行っても行けるように怖くなくなるんですね。
And so, as life went on, as an adult, I would meet people from time to time, adults, and sometimes my friends would say to me, you know, I never really learned how to swim. You know, do you think you could teach me?
そして、まあ、大人になってから友達は、私は泳ぐことはなかなか勉強は、子供の時に習ってなかったから、まあ、教えてもらえるかなと言われました。
And, I offered, you know, I said, sure, anytime. And somehow it just never really followed through.
そして私も、いつでもいいですよと言ってたけど、まあ、なかなかそういうことがなかったですね。
But I had one, roommate when I was in graduate school who was a great athlete. He was a very, great cyclist. He would, cycle. We lived about maybe, 3 miles away from the main campus where our classes were. And he would, you know, cycle back and forth. He would ride his bike everywhere. And then sometimes just for fun on the way home, he would take a 20-mile roundabout way, just because he just loved cycling and he was in such great condition that he just enjoyed riding his bike.
そして大学院の時に一人のルームメイトがいて、彼は本当にもうなんかスポーツが好きで、特に自転車に乗るのは好きで、まあ、いつもどこに行っても自転車に乗ってていたんですけど、たまにはちょっと遠回りに、まあ、20マイルのちょっと遠回りに帰ってくる楽しむためでこういうふうに動いてたんですね。
So he was really a great athlete, but he always said, you know, I hate swimming.
彼はこういう本当に体力がある方なんですけど、水泳が嫌いと言ってたんですね。
And so I would go swimming at that time pretty regularly for fun. And one day he said, oh well, I'll just come along.
じゃあ私もちょっとプールに一緒に入ってみようと言ってたんですね。
And so I swam my usual, I would swim for about 30 minutes. And, and so I just kind of started doing my usual routine. And then afterwards, I saw him and he was just exhausted.
そして私がいつも30分ぐらい泳ぐんですけど、それ終わったら友達と会って、彼が本当に疲れたような。顔ですね。He says, how did you do that? 本当に疲れて、どうやってあなたは30分も泳いだんですかと聞いたんですね。
So he was like, how could you swim for 30 minutes straight without resting? Because for him, he said, two laps, and he was totally exhausted.
そして彼はもう、まあ、往復2度したらもうそれが限界だったんですね。
So it's clearly not a matter of how strong he was, not a matter of his strength, but it's a matter of knowing how to swim.
そして彼は、まあ、体力は私よりも圧倒的にあったんですけど、そういうどういうふうに泳げることは分かってなかったですね。
And so I said, well, let me see you swim a little bit.
じゃあちょっと見せてください、あなたの泳ぎ方で。
And I saw him, and he jumped in the water, and he just...slamming his arms and charging through with all of his strength.
そして一生懸命こう引っ張ってするんですね。And all of his muscles were tense. そして体全般的には全部筋肉が緊張して硬くなって泳いだんですね。
And I thought, you can never swim like that. You have to relax.
そして泳ぐのは、まあ、一応とりあえず力を抜いてから。体が柔らかくするしないともうすぐに沈んでしまいますね。
So if you keep your body hard and stiff, you just sink like a rock. I remember those little kids when I would, in order to get them to learn how to swim, you first have to teach them to relax.
して泳ぐことを教えるためにまずは力を抜くことを教えないといけないんですね。
Particularly when they're on their back, they would like crunch up into a little ball. So I'd be holding them and their legs and their abdomen would be rock hard. And I had to teach them to just lie flat and just hold them and support them and teach them to just lie there and then start moving.
そして一回力を抜いてから動くんですね。
And when you do that, when you learn to swim in that way, you're both relaxed, but you're working hard.
して力を抜いてリラックスしてよく動きますね。
And so, of course, you can swim very fast and you can really use your muscles, but the whole time you also have to be relaxed. There are certain muscles that you tense and certain muscles that you relax.
泳ぐのは、もちろん一生懸命早く泳ぐのは疲れるんですけど、それはある筋肉を硬くしてある筋肉をリラックスするというのが必要ですね。
And this to me is really the way also of living in the 念仏。
これは、ね、お念仏の生き方だと思いますね。
First, we have to relax and let go of the idea of I'm going to do it.
して、お念仏というのは、まず自力、力、私がやるという力を抜きますね。
Allow yourself to be supported.
自分が何かに支えてあるということを確認して。
And then from that point, we move forward in our lives. Very active. You look at people who really live in the 念仏, they're very active. They're not just sitting by waiting for life to come to them. They're out there, they're active, but they're also very relaxed.
本当に念仏を生かす人は、こういう活発的ですね、行動派ですね、いっぱい動いてるんですけど、そういう力を抜いて動きながらしますね。
I see this oftentimes at bazaar time when everybody at the temple comes out.
で、バザーはそういうことだと思いますね。みんながここに来るんですね。
And it's a lot of work, right? Morning till night, working very hard.
して、まあ、朝から夜まで、たくさんの仕事あるんですね。
But everybody's smiling and laughing everywhere you go. People are laughing, having a good time, enjoying themselves. They're working away, but they're also having a good time.
してバザーはみんな一生懸命働いてますね。でもどこに行っても笑顔が見える。楽しい笑い声も聞こえますね。久しぶりに会った友達と共に働くですね。
I think bazaar is one of the funnest times at the temple.
バザーは最も楽しい時ですね。
It's also a time when we work a lot. We go home and we're tired. We sleep well, but we've also had a good time.
家に帰って疲れて寝るんですけど、楽しい思い出もいっぱい作ってたんですね。
So that's the life in the 念仏. To come together, to relax, to know that we don't have to do it all by ourselves, but that we're supporting each other and we're enjoying each other's company.
そして全部自分がやるというのではなくて、力を抜いて、共に歩むんですね。これはお念仏の生き方ですね。共に支えられながら生きていますね。
And the reason we're able to live in this way is because we have the Buddha, the 念仏 and the teachings here to support us, holding us up wherever we go. Just as the water supports our bodies when we're swimming, the 念仏 the Dharma is always there, buoying us, holding us up.
そしてどこに行ってもお水の中に、プロの中に、どこに行っても、水が自分の体を支えていることのように、どこに行っても、お念仏が私たちを支えている。
And just as in the pool, we can move freely in all directions. In the 念仏, in our lives, we can move freely in all directions.
まあ、プロの中にどこに行っても自由に泳ごけるように、念仏の中に人生はどこでも行動ができるような人生ですね。
So this is, to me, expressed meaningfully in these words of Shinran that I read at the start of my talk, this teaching that for those who live in the 念仏, it's not something that is accomplished through self-power, through our own efforts, but something that is realized wholly from the working of the Buddha's compassion in our lives.
お念仏は私がやることじゃなくて、Shinran Chōnin の言葉の通りは、念仏が仏様の他力本願の働きが、すべて動かすものですね。 が診断承認の、まあ、ありがたいお言葉ですね。So I look forward to、seeing you here at Bazaar. I know some of you will be helping. Some of you, I hope, will just be there enjoying yourselves, eating some sushi and maybe some delicious、ramen or whatever else you enjoy eating and enjoying the company. そして皆さんがバザーに来て、まあ、ある人は、まだ働ける人はいますけど、まあ、そういう、ゆっくりして楽しむ方は、おられると思いますけど、まあ、それなりのバザーの楽しさを、まあ、私も楽しみにしております。So we'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダ